If you only had 24 hours to live and you had to teach your son or sons everything you learned about being a man, from life to love, money to marriage, people to porn, and everything in between, what lessons would you teach him? Well, when my son was only 12 years old, I wrote a book for him I wanted to leave behind as my legacy. It's called Are You the Man? 201 Lessons I Wish My Dad Would Have Taught Me. And I squeezed all of those lessons on manhood into just 124 pages. The lessons I share in this book not only come from my successes in life, but many of them also come from my painful and even shameful failures, including divorce, abuse, addiction, adultery, and abandonment, just to name a few. You can read and learn in less than 2 hours what it took me over 30 plus years to learn the hard way. So just go over to areyoutheman.com and get your copy today. That's areyoutheman.com. Trust me, your wife and children will thank you for it later. Hello, Mighty Men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men love God, and they don't lie about how they feel. I think I'll say that again. I said, real men love God, and they don't lie about how they feel. I got to tell you, I can't explain it, but in my quiet time this morning, I inexplicably decided to follow a reading plan today that led me to the book of Lamentations, specifically chapter 3. Now, call it a God wink or divine appointment or just a spiritual reminder, but I was actually shocked as I read it. Now, if it didn't have 66 verses in it, I would read it to you right now because it was that good. But please, please, please promise me you will read it and see if you're not as surprised as I was after you read it. And why? Because of its raw honesty. In fact, after I read it, I immediately texted a friend of mine and shared it with him, and he had a similar response. I told him that Lamentations chapter 3 verses 1 through 66 has to be one of the most brutally honest chapters I've ever read in the Bible. And afterwards, I felt so blessed after being led to it. Because be honest, how many Christian men do you know intentionally read the book of Lamentations? Unless they're following the structured reading plan like I was. Now, in Lamentations chapter 3, the prophet Jeremiah, who was also known as the weeping prophet, is openly expressing his heart to God. He's in obvious despair, and he's harboring anger, and he's discouraged, he feels heartbroken, and he seems to be spiritually tired and worn out. Basically, what I'm saying is Jeremiah was emotionally undone and even upset with God. That's right, Jeremiah was mad at God. And I was so surprised by Jeremiah's emotionally raw and brutal honesty with God that I actually had to go back and make sure that Jeremiah was actually talking to God and not his enemy. Because I rarely see or hear anyone express and pour out their heart to God the way Jeremiah did. Because who as a Christian can't relate to ever feeling the way Jeremiah did towards God about their own life when things don't go the way they expect? Now, I know I have. However, most of us just aren't willing to verbally express it to God, let alone put it in writing like Jeremiah did. Instead, we choose to adopt a more what I call a passive-aggressive approach to God by redirecting and channeling our emotions towards other people instead of expressing our honest feelings towards God. Emotions like discouragement, heartbreak, spiritual exhaustion, frustrations, fears, doubts, our insecurities, disappointment, and even anger when we feel it towards God. Now, the funny thing is, we think we're actually fooling God when we do it. But Jeremiah knows better, and he shows us a better, more effective way to have a personal, intimate relationship with God. Isn't that what we want? And that's simply to tell God the truth, to be totally honest with him about how we feel, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. Jeremiah takes his hurt, pain, and suffering, and he places them at God's feet. And he humbly reminds himself in verses 21 through 23 about God's mercy and his unfailing love that can ultimately help heal his wounded heart. Because Jeremiah knew then, what it took me years to learn, that God would only choose to heal what we humbly reveal, not conceal, especially when it comes to our damaged and wounded emotions. And why? Because he's a good father who loves us more than we'll ever know. And for you to get your mind around this, all you got to do is think about your own children. Think about it. As a father, don't you sometimes make decisions for your children that they don't always agree with? And when you do, do they always understand why you made those decisions? And have they sometimes gotten angry and upset with you when you had to allow them to suffer the consequences of their bad choices? Do they sometimes get discouraged, disappointed, felt heartbroken when you told them no or not yet, or even questioned and doubted your love for them? I'm sure you have, because I have children. But let me ask you this. When they felt that way, what would you have preferred? For them to suppress those feelings? Take out their frustrations on their siblings? Act out in anger at school? Inflict harm on themselves? Lie about their feelings? Or honestly and humbly express them to you if they were angry? Of course you do. And why? Because you know how much you love them. And you want them to know that they can come to you about anything, regardless of how they feel. And no matter what they do, you won't ever stop loving them, even if they're mad at you. Now, I'm hoping this makes sense. Now, think about this. If we can love our children that way, how much more does the Father love us? You know, John 4:24 reminds us that God wants us to worship Him in spirit and in truth. So how can we ever do that if we're choosing to hide our feelings from Him? We need to be like Jeremiah and take our heartbreaks to the only God who can truly heal, mend, and strengthen our broken hearts. Because He's the God that made our hearts in the first place. Because remember, real men love God, so they don't need to lie about how they feel about God. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. Now, as you know, I love sharing podcast reviews from our listeners, and this week is no exception. I want to share this one with you, and this one is from Jesus L. Perez. That's his ID name on iTunes, and he writes, "Dr. Joe, I am so grateful for you and this show. I can't begin to tell you how much of a blessing you and your podcast is in my life. May the Lord continue to use you as a vessel of blessings to others and continue to bless your life." And thank you, Jesus L. Perez, for that 5-star review on iTunes. We really appreciate it, because your reviews not only bless me, but it makes it easier for guys like you, Jesus, to find us and to find our podcast. And please, if you're out there listening, please don't be shy about leaving a podcast review for us too as well. Because who knows, we pick them at random, so we might actually read yours on the air. And if you didn't know, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast. And we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go over to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.